We're talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, whichever way you look at it, because there were cross claims involved. So here we go. This is Growth Law Firm, the podcast, the recording we have where we talk about different issues, not on a daily basis, but it's going to be pretty close to that. I know we've talked about a bunch of different things these past couple of days, but today we're discussing the verdict because I think it's interesting that there is a reduction in the award, which is unique. That's not something that you see every day. And I think the news that came out made it confusing because I saw $15 million, then I saw 10 some million. I saw the $2 million and all that. There are all these numbers that I think deserve some discussion and some clarity. So who we have here, we have attorney Mitch Rosch, one of our attorneys here at Growth Law Firm. We have Rose and Noel, our clerks who have been on other recordings. So welcome everybody. Thank you for coming by today. Who wants to kind of give us the rundown as to the verdict amounts? So I'm pointing at Rose because she has a book open. So let's see what you have. What was the initial result or the initial verdict itself, the raw data?
Yeah, the jury awarded originally Depp $10 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. And then that was further reduced down to 10.35, 10.4, around that amount. And the punitive damages themselves were capped at $350,000, which is the cap in Virginia because the Washington Post's principal place of business is in Virginia.
Okay. So that's Johnny Depp's verdict against Amber Heard. And then, Noelle, what is the verdict for Amber Heard against Johnny Depp?
She was awarded $2 million in compensatory damages and $0 in punitive damages.
And let me put Mitch on the line here. What's the difference between compensatory damages and punitive damages?
Wow, putting me on the spot. My first recording here.
Yeah.
Well, compensatory is, you know, for anything that you can actually claim in terms of actual
losses.
Yeah. Right. So.
Well, and for us, I think it's different. And in my mindset, we're talking about medical bills for car crashes, medical bills, lost wages. So I am totally putting on the spot because I don't even know exactly what their damages are for, you know, for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I'm guessing, you know, in Wisconsin, we call it loss of earning capacity, maybe.
Sure. So, you know, Johnny Depp obviously missed out on a lot of opportunities because his reputation was damaged. So I think it gets into that.
Yeah. And then Amber Heard, the exact opposite that, or well, the same thing, but from her side that she missed out on opportunities from, I think what one of Johnny Depp's lawyers or his representative said something about her. So that's how there's this pointing back and forth and saying, you owe me compensatory damages, you owe me compensatory damages, back and forth. And then punitive damages are different. How are they different? Based on Wisconsin law. So now we have all kinds of, everybody's raising their hands. Punitive damages are different in that it's an intentional infliction, like an intentional act, right? So if somebody does something and you know that it's going to cause somebody else harm, you know, for example, the easiest thing I can talk about is for motor vehicle accidents in Wisconsin, if you're driving drunk and it's the 17th time you've been driving drunk and you were a member of, you know, the student group of Mothers Against Drunk Driving in high school. So this has been explained to you since day one of driving. And then you've been ticketed and pulled over and convicted of drunk driving in the past. And you still have to drive drunk and you cause a crash to occur. And that person is injured. The victim's injured. It's punitive damages that can be sought after and awarded because you, at that point, you know that what you're doing, getting in a car drunk, is going to cause injury, right? So that's punitive damages. It's meant to punish, meant to hopefully show society that we're not going to stand for this kind of action. And not only are you going to be responsible for the medical bills and wage loss and pain and suffering and things like that, but also you're responsible for an extra amount to punish you. So, and that I think is, it goes back to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that Johnny Depp was saying that what she did was intentional and it intentionally violated his rights. So there's really no rhyme or reason for punitive damages other than what's going to punish you. And you can look at what somebody's bank account is maybe and say, hey, if your net worth is, I'll just make something up, you know, $10 million, what's going to punish that person? Because, you know, $5 million is going to punish that person more than $5 million is going to punish Elon Musk, right? $5 million to Elon Musk is probably like a McDonald's Happy Meal or something to everybody else. I don't know. So that's that, punitive versus compensatory damages. So in Virginia, where this happened, the initial award was what, Rose?
For punitive damages?
Yeah.
It was $5 million.
So $5 million. And then after the verdict, so then this is interesting. So during the trial, there must not have been a discussion about the caps. They did not, they don't have that kind of, you know, sunshine type law that tells the jury as to what the caps are. So they had that. And then the judge, after the fact, after the verdict is rendered, is filed, is docketed, whatever the term in Virginia is, then the court came back and said, as a matter of law, we're going to put this from $5 million down to what amount?
$350,000.
Okay. So do you know, Rose, what's the law in Wisconsin for punitive damages? What's our cap on punitive damages?
The cap on punitive damages in Wisconsin, correct me if I'm wrong, is $200,000 or twice the amount of compensatory damages, whichever is the greatest.
Okay. So I think that's interesting, because I don't know what that math would be if they were to try this case in Wisconsin, but it sounds like Johnny Depp would have gotten
a lot more, because Johnny Depp actually received less in punitive damages than compensatory damages. So if he were to get twice the amount of compensatory damages, it would be closer to $20 million.
Yeah. Well, so I think what the way the court would have looked at it in Wisconsin is, if the jury awarded $5 million, then he would have gotten the $5 million, because that's up to twice the compensatory, or $200,000, whatever is greater. So he would have been allowed to keep the $5 million, in my opinion. But that's interesting. So another thing about limits, and let me see if I can get somebody to raise their hand on this, or let's talk about it. If you're injured by a municipality on a sidewalk, for example, or at a governmental entity's building, what's the limit of their responsibility? Do you know?
I believe that is that 350 as well, or is that 750?
It's 250 for a municipal vehicle, but if you're just injured on the sidewalk, it can be as little, or it's $50,000. So, I mean, that's where caps are really interesting, because that's how the government is trying to create some kind of sensibility of verdicts. And it was, you know, the argument way many years ago that this is, I guess, tort reform or other ways of talking about it, that you have, you know, politicians that are fighting back and forth and trying to figure out what's reasonable, what's not, what's sensible, what's not. So some said, well, let's put caps in so you can't have a runaway verdict. Was there a movie, Runaway Verdict, or Runaway Trial? Was there a movie like that, Runaway something?
Runaway Jury, maybe.
Runaway Jury?
Yeah.
Who was in that? Runaway Jury? What's that guy, 80s heartthrob actor?
Brad Pitt?
No, 80s. Was Brad Pitt even born in the 80s?
Yeah. John Cusack.
John Cusack.
That was
yes.
My next guess.
John Cusack. Yeah, it was not
it
your
really
next
was.
Guess.
It really was. I'm not kidding.
She knows her movies.
Do you know your style? Okay, all right. But no, seriously, was it Runaway Jury?
Runaway Jury, yeah, 2003.
There we go. Mitch just has an encyclopedic brain. Or it's the,
no, it's the
computer.
It's the brain.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's the brain-like computer, or computer-like brain. So John Cusack's Runaway Jury. So that's what they're trying to avoid by having these caps. So, and then in Wisconsin for, yeah, wrongful death cases, that's where you have caps where there's a concern. Okay, so does anybody know what's the cap for a wrongful death in Wisconsin?
A wrongful death punitive damage cap is $500K for a minor and $350K for a deceased adult, and it can either go to the spouse, children, or parents.
And that's for compensatory damages, right? So the wrongful death, as opposed to a punitive damage cap would be different than the wrongful death claim. So there's wrongful death claim, and then there's loss of society, you know, those types of things that go into that.
Yeah, it says loss of society and companionship. Yep. So that's not punitive damages?
That's not punitive damages, because you can get a wrongful death claim for, you know, the trial we had just a little bit ago, right? Just a few weeks ago, the trial was for wrongful death. That bus driver took that corner and didn't do it intentionally, didn't intentionally intend to run over the guy twice. It just so happened that he wasn't paying any attention and took the corner and ran over the person and killed that man. And the wrongful death claim was for the death that was caused. So in essence, a human life in Wisconsin can be worth only $350,000 or $500,000-ish, which is interesting. Wisconsin is different than other states, right? I mean, every state is allowed to put value on life. And in Wisconsin, based on what the politicians have said, and in order to avoid runaway John Cusack runaway verdicts, they have these caps on wrongful deaths. So, but that's getting beside the point with our Johnny Depp stuff. But I think it's very interesting that when I heard the verdict and then I saw it go down, my immediate thought was, I wonder what the cap is. And then I looked a little bit into it and it's like, oh, that's exactly why there's a cap for punitive damages in Virginia. Interesting. Yes, Noelle.
So I read that the reason for punitive damages is to punish the wrongdoer. So I guess my question, with just your experience, do you think it's pretty accurate with how it is decided, like opposed to $5 million to $3K or $300K, whatever it was reduced to? I think either amount is a lot to deter her not to do it again. So I don't understand that purpose, like the scaling and determination of that amount.
So what's the public policy behind
that? Right.
I
feel like it's a subjective question that there should maybe, what's the point of setting a cap when you can really assign whatever number?
I agree with you. I agree. Well, what's the point of setting the cap? The point is so you don't have the runaway verdicts, because you don't want to, in essence, put businesses out of business, because you get some good trial lawyers out there who are going to really inflame the jury, and then the jury awards $2 billion, you know, and then the business is gone. And in order to look at the, you know, the justice, what am I doing here?
Scales.
You can't see me kind of wobbling around. The scales of justice, you know, what's reasonable? And is it reasonable to have businesses that employ people that can provide for, you know, families and help society? On the other hand, you want to protect those people from businesses that take advantage of them. And that's where you have politicians trying to figure that out. And it goes back to, and we're going to get on another tangent, so that's why I'm hesitating, but the hot coffee case, right? The case against McDonald's, where there was the verdict of $20 million or however much it was, it ended up being reduced down to $2 million. But because of that, the news at that time was all over the place that this is outrageous. How can you get $20 million for just a, you know, a simple coffee spill? And there we have runaway juries. We have issues where, you know, it's going to put businesses out of business, and, you know, small mom and pop businesses are going to be gone because they could not afford a $20 million verdict. And they may not ever have insurance to cover a $20 million verdict. And most of the time, punitive damages aren't covered by insurance. I mean, how many times have you seen punitive damages covered by insurance, Mitch?
Zero.
I've seen it a few times in like a nursing home case or some other kind of cases. Maybe there is, but you really got to look at those, at the facts of the case and see if there is coverage, but it's almost never. So then that means that the business itself or the owners of the business, if it's a sole proprietorship, then those individuals are responsible to pay that $20 million verdict. And the business is gone and it's bankrupt and all those jobs are lost. So that's what they're trying to figure it out. And I think it's a relative term, right? It's a relative discussion, or the numbers are relative, because we're having a discussion about what's going to punish that person. And like I said before, Elon Musk is not punished by $5 million. You know, he just paid how much for Twitter, or it may not be going down, but what was the $40 billion or something. Certainly it was billions of dollars. So 5 million in the realm of billions is not a lot. Or, you know, Warren Buffett, same thing. The guy's worth billions of dollars. You're not going to punish him by saying, you know, you owe $5 million in punitive damages. Yeah.
So then do you think that people of that capital are not punishable by punitive damages?
I think they are. I think it's a different amount, though. I think it's a punishment based on what's going to stop them. And $1 million is not going to stop them. I think public outcry is going to stop them. I think
like injunctive relief or?
Well, you're not going to get, because you can't put the sauce back in the bottle, right? I mean, when you're talking about this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, right. The words are on the page and everybody can see it. You can't take all those papers back and all the digital information back. It just can't happen. So I don't think injunctive relief is going to stop, maybe would stop the dissemination to some extent, or even if there's, you know, tomorrow the paper releases a recant or some revising of the story, I guess. But even then, it's much more exciting. It's much more newsworthy what happened a while ago with the defamation and then the verdict about the defamation than the 16 words that might get in the bottom of a second page hidden in a newspaper or on some, you know, website on the 72nd webpage that says, oh, we should have said this versus that and we're sorry. You know, I think public outcry, and I think having a dollar amount on the front page saying this was awarded, that would stop the next person, hopefully, or the next business from doing what, you know, what was done. So my experience is, I had a trial a number of years ago where I said exactly that. In my closing argument, I said, you know, you need to put a dollar amount on your verdict that will be picked up by the news tomorrow. And then that will show every other person that this is not going to be tolerated. And I think that was a Milwaukee County verdict, that Milwaukee County, you know, the citizens of Milwaukee County are not going to tolerate this kind of action. And you need to make this big enough that it makes the news, because that's what punitive damages are for, not only to punish, but also to deter. And you got to stop this from happening in the future. So I didn't listen to the closing arguments, but I'm guessing that's probably what the attorneys for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard did. I don't know. I think it's interesting. Yeah.
Is there a cap on compensatory damages? Because when you said that when you're calculating punitive, you take into consideration their financials. So maybe that's why she got a $0 punitive damage, because I read somewhere that she's like negative $8 million in net worth.
But
now
she received $0. In punitive damages.
So that's right.
So that with the punitive, that's looking at Johnny Depp, and then how do you punish Johnny Depp? Should look at his net worth or his assets and whether X amount, whatever amount that's going to be, is going to punish him. My guess is because it was zero is that they didn't find that his actions were intentional, or that he did whatever he did, or that. And again, that we have to clarify because I don't understand. I thought it was his attorney that said
it. The lawyer, yeah.
Do you know what the lawyer said? Do you have any idea?
I think he said that it was a farce or something along those lines. Her claims were, you know, a farce.
Yeah. Boy, I think we need to use that word more often. A farce.
I don't think it was that actual word, but it was along those lines.
It's Virginia, so they could use farce. Is it Virginia? It's a Commonwealth, right? So it's kind of like Louisiana, where it's a different, they have different terms for different parts of their legal system.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like in New York, you know, I'm a big Law and Order fan. And whenever they say that they're going to the Supreme Court of New York, in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court's the last court. In New York, the Supreme Court's the first court, right?
I was wondering about that. I've been rewatching SVU lately and it kept saying Supreme Court. This does not look like a Supreme Court environment.
Exactly. The more you know. Yeah, it's Wisconsin.
By the way, it wasn't farce. It was that the actress created a hoax by making their home disheveled when police arrived. So not farce, not hoax.
That's still a pretty good word, hoax. How do you spell hoax?
H-O-A-X, hoax.
Yes, good job. Hoax, good job. All right. Okay, on that note, And that's a positive ending. We have the growth law firm Spelling Bee has been won by Rose. Good job. Thank you very much. This is interesting. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and CAPS and how it relates to Wisconsin law. Thank you very much.